The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Jim Rohn explains why it's important to follow your dreams. Enjoy.
Don't become a victim of yourself. Ask yourself these questions. Is this the direction I want for my life? Is it someone else's direction? Is it a goal that I have been ingrained with since my childhood? Is it my parents or my spouses or my bosses or my children's? Is it mine? Ask yourself these questions. Debate them if you will. Debate the ideas I am sharing with you on this program later. After you've heard all the ideas, debate what will work for you and won't work for you. But most importantly, get into the debate of your inner mind. What am I doing that works? What am I doing that doesn't work? Debate it all. Work with your mind to figure out the best possible direction for you. Your self-direction. Your self-direction. You hear stories all the time of kids, middle-class kids, upper-middle-class kids. You hear stories all the time about good kids that are having problems. Their parents are highly successful. They want their kids to be highly successful. But the kids are having problems. Maybe not with their grades, but with how they feel about themselves. The parents push their kids into one career direction. Probably to take over the family business or follow in the family footsteps. It's the parents' direction, not the kids' direction. The kids know that something's just not right. And for these kids, something goes wrong. I know this lady that comes from a medical family. Everybody's in medicine. All of the kids grew up and went to school to be in medicine. It's just what you did. You grew up and became a doctor. Now, it wasn't a bad upbringing. They had everything they needed, but they also had the extra push to go into medicine. As a matter of fact, my friend says that they were raised with such tunnel vision that she didn't even have the slightest idea how food got into the grocery store, how cars got into the lots, how money got into the banks. She didn't know. The issues were never brought up at the dinner table. She remembers back in the late 70s, the first time she went to look for a job to make extra money in college, that the best jobs in the paper, the ones for qualified people, were only advertising a monthly salary of $900. $900! She thought the average person on the street, the average non-qualified person, made at least $3,000 a month. What a difference. What a shock. To be so sheltered from real life, to be so far off in what the average person made for a living, it was a real revelation. So she started asking questions. I mean, if she was that far off in her judgment of average earnings, maybe she was way off on other thoughts in life, too. Maybe there was more to life than being in medicine. Maybe this wasn't what she wanted to do after all. Maybe she finally found the reason why she hadn't been happy through all of her academic achievements. Sure enough, she figured out that the medical goals were not her own, only those of her parents. And even though she was chastised by her family for not following through with the family goals, she is now much happier, following her own path. Direction must be your own, or it can end up being damaging. Damaging to your soul, damaging to your spirit, damaging to your health. Now there's one more part to my friend's story of growing up in a medical family. It's a part that nobody in her family talks much about, yet it happened. And it's an important part to tell. While my friend was pushing for perfection in school, she also pushed herself into an eating disorder. She ended up with this a few years before anyone really knew anything about anorexia. So there wasn't much help available. But a few years later, about the same time she started asking questions about life, she determined with the help of a specialist that this eating disorder had nothing to do with food or the lack of it. It had to do with control. It had to do with direction. Somebody else's direction for her. Direction has to be your own, or it can be damaging. So parents, be watchful of how you motivate your children. Give them all of the resources to make their own choices and back them up. Give them the freedom to discover their own direction. It may not be the direction you'd hope for, but it is their direction. And with their own direction, they will reach their own destination. It just doesn't work out any other way. Now, if you are one of those people who had the revelation that the life and goals you're pursuing are not your own, you can change it. Just like my friend did. But the change doesn't come overnight. The direction of life can come overnight. A new goal can reach out and grab you in one day. Give you the push and the ambition and the momentum to change your course, where you want to be. But the final destination does not happen overnight. It still takes a lot of work. It still takes time for the plans to build, to grow, to run the course. It takes patience. Let's say you have a brilliant idea for starting a new company. What's the first thing you do? You write a business plan. And a marketing plan, and complete the financial pro formas. You don't expect to have an idea one day and a prospering business the next. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to take all the right steps, give it care and nurturing and time. Lots of time for your investment to start reaping rewards. You've got to be patient. But here's what does happen. As soon as you turn a new direction, I'm telling you, you've got an excellent chance of a brand new destination.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.